News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage in association with AIR.
Let's begin this morning with England being dumped out of the World Cup last night at the hands of Argentina. It came so close to being England in the final, but the Argentinians stepped up. But more focus now on their behaviour during the match and, more importantly, how they celebrated afterwards. Enda Brady with TRT World was watching it in England, sitting down next to someone wearing an England jersey last night. Must have been difficult for you, Enda, to stay neutral, but I'm sure you did. I'm captured by these images this morning of Las Malvinas Sunt Argentinas, which is this handwritten barrier that they are banner that they put up. And I'm thinking there, if the Republic of Ireland, after Ray Houghton had dumped England or had beaten England 1-0, had taken out a sign saying the six counties were Irish, I think most of us would have been taken aback by that, and we would have been quite rightly sanctioned. What were they thinking?
I think it's entirely predictable this was going to happen. I mean, you could have said this at the start of the match, because a lot of the rhetoric in the run-up to kickoff was about the Falklands. You know, the Argentine foreign minister even wrote an essay about it this week. So the whole kind of issue, you go back to what 1982 was, the Falklands, it's still there. It hasn't gone away. It riles up the Brits. It's very popular in Argentina. And it's all over the front page. And look, Jonathan, the Daily Mail is outraged by this. So everything entirely predictable.
It's really disappointing for England, because they had done so well. But I think in the closing stages, Argentina had 88% of the possession. And no matter how good the defence was, they were going to crack there.
Yeah, Argentina crushed them towards the end. And when you look at it, the two killer goals and the move by the manager. The manager's getting destroyed in the press here this morning, Thomas Tuchel.
Oh, they're taking it out on the German manager. Who could have seen that one coming?
The German manager is copping all the flack. Look, he's not getting sacked. He's not going anywhere. The FA are going to stick by him. However, a lot of people in the media here, certainly in the press, are pointing out that he made the view very, very quickly that they didn't have it in them to go and get the second goal to kill off the match, despite the fact Egypt managed to score two against Argentina. England clearly could have done. So Tuchel decided to make some changes, taking off the goal scorer, Anthony Gordon, bringing on another defender in Ezri Konsa, going five at the back, and Argentina still managed to breach them, but all on Messi. You know, the cross he put in for Lautaro Martinez with the headed goal to win it, pinpoint perfection. And you would just ask, where were the England defenders when that cross came in?
I mean, it was a particularly dirty game by the Argentinians. Not quite up to the levels of Paraguay versus France, but, you know, they went in with a strategy and England managed to hold them off very, very well until the end. I do think Tuchel is going to have to carry some of the can. He brought Rashford on in, what, the 92nd minute? And I'm going, what is the point of doing that now?
Yes, and there was the little bit of added time that was brought on, but it was just always going to be this way. I think England are, at best, a semi-final team, and until such stage that they find more Jude Bellinghams, that's their level. And Argentina will probably get passed off the field by Spain on Sunday night, and I think Spain will beat them, because there are cracks in the Argentinian team that England just didn't have the tools to exploit. So as hard as it may be, I think, look, the whole of England was desperate for this, desperate for a lift. They've got a new prime minister coming in on Monday. Can you imagine, you know, it would have been unbearable here, I think, if they had won, a new prime minister coming in, the lift it would have given the whole country. But it's not to be, and that's their level. They're a semi-final team at best.
Look, the reaction to this is going to be interesting. I know there was some trouble in a number of locations in Atlanta and in some cities as well. But overall, and given what has happened at other World Cups and European Championships, the England fans have behaved themselves exceptionally well this tournament, haven't they?
Yeah, they have. I think it's been a very successful tournament, and you think Scotland as well. You know, Scotland took over parts of Boston and Rhode Island and everywhere they went. I think the England fans have covered themselves in glory. There's been no incidents, there's been no bad behaviour. And trust me, the press would have found it had there been. So, yeah, I think all in all, a successful tournament from England, but they need to go away now And the conundrum is, how did they figure out getting past semi-finals and just being the also-rans? But that's all on the players. And ultimately, as we're finding out this morning, the manager taking the flak for it. But it's been, from an English perspective, you know, from a fan's point of view, I think a very, very enjoyable tournament in America.
When one listener says, when will England realise they are just not good enough to win a World Cup? You can't defend your way to winning it. The stats against Argentina don't lie. One corner in 100 minutes. I mean, there, you could pick out any number of stats last night that show that England, they were absolutely far too cautious after they got the goal. And a 1-0 is impossible to defend most of the time, yet England thought they could do it last night. There will be recriminations with this as well. The England team will come home. What kind of reaction do you think they'll get, Enda, now that they've been dumped out at this late stage?
I think they'll get a hero's welcome. I think Harry Kane will probably get a knighthood in the New Year's honours list, even though he hasn't been, he's won the Bundesliga twice, but that's all he's won. I think they'll get a hero's welcome. They've done the country proud. And look, Jonathan, this is a place that's really struggling. You know, if you look, England has gone backwards year on year for a decade now. They were badly in need of a lift. And what I thought was really nice the last few weeks was seeing people flying the England flag for football reasons and not political reasons and not to divide communities and to make immigrants feel unwelcome. You know, seeing people taking pride in their flag and their football team and the fact that migration built that football team. You've got Irish lads in there. You've got people of Caribbean and African descent. Everyone just working and striving together for one common purpose. You know, it's been fantastic to see.
Yeah, well, I mean, we could have had Jude Bellingham. We could have had Harry Kane. We could have had Declan Rice. Well, we nearly had
Declan Rice. We actually had Declan Rice. But anyway.
He unfortunately decided to go another route. But anyway, Enda Brady, a British-based journalist there with TRT World. Thanks very much for that, as always.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.